The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Michaela Tucker. Rat Film tells the story of Baltimore through its neighborhoods, residents, and rats. Director Theo Anthony says the idea for the film came from seeing a rat stuck in a trash can outside his home. Anthony's winding narrative of rats as pests, research subjects, and pets reveals how they exemplify the race and class divide of Baltimore. I spoke with Anthony about his process of creating Rat Film. Why tell the story of race and class in Baltimore, and why tell the story now through the lens of rats?
I wanted to know why the city looked the way it did. I used to live on this street, Greenmount Avenue, that is just so fascinating. You know, on one side you have these multi-million dollar houses that belong to Johns Hopkins professors and doctors and lawyers and students. And, you know, they're from the 19th century and early 20th century, all these sort of Victorian garden suburb designs. And on the other, literally across the street, you have like abandoned row homes and stuff. And it's that sharp of a division. You can stand at one street corner and look to your left and see a totally different tax bracket that statistically is supposed to live 10 to 15 years longer than the person on the right, you know? And you're like, why is this sharp division there? And you realize, as I look into it, you realize that it's not accidental and that these cities are planned this way, according to like a very problematic and like tragic history that continues today. And rats are very interesting because they can cross the street. You know, they don't obey any boundaries, but at the same time, rats aren't happening in those rich areas. And so it's a way of like mapping the city, but also of transgressing those very boundaries.
Throughout the film, you weave together a variety of stories of people who interact with rats in different ways. How did you go about finding the subjects and the characters to represent the different sides of rats?
When my producer first saw the film, he had a good comment, which was, this film is like surfing the internet. I mean, my whole research process is I have like 20 or 30 or 40 tabs open on my Google Chrome, and I'm just clicking around back and forth, and suddenly I'll see two different tabs line up and I'll save them together. And that's really how the film came about.
For Rat Film, you're the director, cinematographer, and editor. Were there challenges to occupying all of those roles?
I've sort of always been like a one-man band when it comes to like production. I've worked with really great producers and have even worked with some cinematographers, but just the nature of how I work, especially with Rat Film, of like reading an article, writing an email, showing up on someone's doorstep the next day. I don't have like a schedule. I don't have like a call sheet that I can give people. So that whole one man band is like a necessity of, I think, how I work.
Making a film is definitely like a grueling process. So I can't even imagine trying to do all that.
It's not like some magic act. It actually is very accessible thing, and that when I tell people that I shot and edited and directed it myself, it's not supposed to be like it's this Herculean feat, but it's like, actually, you can do this too.
That was the director of Rat Film, Theo Anthony. For more of our True False conversations, visit kbia.org. I'm Michaela Tucker.